This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get Kamara in here. Make Kamara answer it. 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's going on, Kamara?
This is your job. You're supposed to answer it. I'm supposed to reply to your answer.
No, you the one. You said you're not even worried. You good.
Yeah, I'm not worried, actually. You know, guys, like, we've had two losses, and one of them, if Keegan would have hit that shot or would have rimmed out, and, you know, a couple of possessions in the Lakers games, we wouldn't be hangering right now. I mean, this team is trying to figure itself out. You know, you added a new element in DeRozan. You see De'Aaron is looking to figure out the game within the game as far as playing with someone who also can close in the fourth quarter. This team's not settled. Even Mike Brown's not settled in his rotation. You would like to be, but it's a long season, man. And I don't know. I understand why people are very upset or kind of, you know, angry or nervous, but these guys will settle into the roles. They're professionals. Demonis is a professional. You know, the funny thing about the Lakers game was that they were like, oh, well, Keon should have been in during that 21-01. I'm sorry, was he going to guard LeBron? I mean, I don't know. Well, I get it. We wanted Keon Sheedy. He should have got some minutes. But in reality, there was nothing going to happen. When LeBron got going at that moment, there's only two people that can stop LeBron. And one of them is Jesus, and the other one is LeBron. So, like, I mean, it's just, you got to let it play itself out. And even with that being said, they were still in the game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm expecting a better turnout tonight as far as getting a W finally. But all things considered, man, like, we're not at this point where we're thinking about the trade deadline. We're not at that point. Like, I don't want to – they're a couple of possessions from being 2-0.
Yeah, I hear you, Kamara. Kamara threatened to come to Sacramento this morning, by the way. We got to get him tickets to Tyler, the Creator. But if we can get him tickets to Tyler, the Creator, he'll
come
to
pull
Sacramento.
Up on us. Yeah.
He's going to be out here with us.
And if Kamara's telling you guys to calm down, you guys really need to calm down.
Yeah, because Kamara's the first one to say, this is trash. Skip Mitch in here. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
Good, D-Lo. How you guys doing?
Oh, that's how you feel? It's just the D-Lo show? You ain't even hollering at your boy?
I'm sorry, Casey. I guess I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. My grandson was causing a wreck last night. Oh. Terrible twos.
He was keeping you up? He was keeping you up, Mitch?
Probably another 15 years of it.
Well, it'll get a little easier as time goes along.
First of all, that Bosa was a clown. I rather see Arnold Schwarzenegger in power. What was his big crime? At least he off to it and paid.
What?
Son's father. He's a bum. But anyway.
Who was
I can't hear sometimes.
We're
convicted of crime, so we spent all that money so he doesn't go to jail. I get it. It's just for going for the motions. To keep the lawyers busy and the judge looking good while they're doing it. So the Foreigners got two good plays. You guys see Isaac Grenando and Ricky Purcell. I think they look good. You got some talented. Okay. Talented, I would say. They were kind of looking at the wound last night, though. I thought that was going to come back. Got a lot of Caleb Williams played pretty well in that fourth quarter, but Jalen Daniels, heck of a game. He put up a lot of yards before that miracle pass, only for four field goals, but that miracle pass, that's one of the best plays I've ever seen. And I like my Dodgers given to Mr. Freeman doing Kirk Gibson impersonation. And, of course, I don't know why they have Shohei Ohtani stealing. I mean, the statistics in the postseason doesn't count towards the regular season. So why are you stealing? You got 4-1.
What?
All right, Mitch. First of all, I don't give a what you think about my dog. I don't. I don't like it. How about that, Mitch? I don't like it. Go Yanks. Handle business in the Bronx tonight. This is getting ridiculous. They're getting too damn close. Handle business. Soto, Aaron Judge, where the hell are you at?
You talking about James Harden?
Handle business. What's the pitcher's name that gave up the free? Contreras? Not Contreras.
Nestor Cortez?
Yeah. Cortez. Just the batting practice fastball to Freddie Freeman. And why did you walk Mookie Betts? You put the winning run in scoring position. I know it ended up being a grand slam, but a base hit would have beat you in that situation.
Those sound like Aaron Boone questions.
You're handling this well, though.
World Series has been great.
It's getting close, man. It's getting close, man. It's getting close. It's getting a little too close. It's getting a little too close, man. Yeah, who's going today? I don't even know who's going. Is Stroman pitching? I don't know who's pitching today. But we need a win, bro. We need a win. It's getting a little close.
We?
Do none. Yeah, well, yeah, got, yeah, man. The Yankees. We need a win because they have.
You look like an addict right now. Stop doing that with your hands.
It's a little close, man. It's a little too close for comfort. Okay. Yeah, it's too close. Oh, by the way, sidebar.
Your brain is just running a million miles an hour now.
Sidebar. Have you watched the Red Sox doc on Netflix?
No.
I know. Did you finish it?
Yeah, I watched it already.
I've only seen the first
two
episodes.
How many episodes is it?
It's just three. It's three. It's less than an hour each.
It's really good.
What, like, wait, what they, is, like, what, like, Red Sox, what, like, this year?
It's Red Sox, Yankees, 03, 04, the comeback.
Oh, okay.
Talk about coming back from, oh, okay. But they break it I'll down watch that. From, like, 3 years prior. Like, maybe, what, about 2 years prior?
It starts, like, the beginning of, like, 03. Like, yeah. Episode one is, like, basically 03.
They did a really good job on this.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, I don't like the Red Sox or nothing like that. I like it because I like history, but It's thorough. They talk to the players. Nomar, what you think about Nomar, man?
Nomar was tripping, bro, to be honest. Like, it's fine. Nomar, you were mad at first, but get out of your feelings, bro. Like, we got a World Series to win. It's July and you're still sulking, bro. Like, you're still sitting on the bench by yourself. Like, get up.
No, Nomar was looking a little funny.
Nomar was my favorite player, too, when I was a kid.
He was looking a little funny in that. But no, when not now, you can go back and watch it whenever. But they did a good job with it. It's a really good doc. Brady Little's in there.
Yeah, I got beef with Brady.
Nomar and Mia still married?
No, not even sure. Yeah,
I don't think so.
Well, I would too, but you never know.
You never know. But no, it's good. Go check that out on Netflix, man. It's a good doc.
You could tell Grady Little was like, yeah, you guys brought me here to talk about one thing. Okay, get the hell out of my house.
Yeah, didn't he say that? Didn't he say I'm done talking?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, great. That was bad. The owner said when he left Pedro in, he turned to the other owner and said, do we fire him now or at the end of the season?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's on camera?
Yes. That's what John Henry, right?
I think it was John Henry or Sam Kennedy said it.
I talked to whoever was on the side and I was like, do we fire him now or at the end of the season?
So where did this footage come from?
It's not him saying it. It's him talking about it.
Oh, okay.
They're all talking.
I was like, oh, my God. What?
Pedro tossing Don Zimmer is always going to be insane.
That is incredible.
Oh, man. I think you like it, Dave.
I'm down for that.
They did a good job with it.
I'm down for that. I'll tap in.
It's much better than Bill Simmons' doc that he did in his 30 for 30 on the Red Sox. That was obnoxious.
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot better than the McMahon documentary, too. So tune into that.
The history of WWE, you mean?
Oh, so bad, man. so bad. We'll get back to the Kings at the top of the 3 o'clock hour when our man James Hamm joins us, who's still wandering around the building. Of course, the Kings take on the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. So we'll talk to Hammer coming up. Given the fact that he's here, he might pop in a little bit early. So we'll talk to Hammer. Raiders lose again. Chiefs go to 7-0. It's just kind of another Chiefs game, 27-20 in this one.
Raiders were hanging in there.
Yeah, and then
I didn't ever think they were really going to win, but they were close.
The Raiders, they had the ball on the three. The three! And couldn't score. Do you hear me? That is an entirely different level of ineptitude.
That's not good. That's nice.
The three. His first down. Oh, oh, Raider fans, I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry.
They've got another.
That is ridiculous.
They've got another, what, 10 weeks of this.
And could still strike. But what happened? Gardner Minshew, for the 11th time this year, in a game where I don't think he threw an interception, fumbled the ball. And his fumbles are almost as bad as his interceptions. That's a bit. Gardner Minshew is not an NFL quarterback. He's not. He'd be great in Dwayne's league.
He's not an NFL starting quarterback.
He's not an NFL quarterback.
No, he's comparable with somebody's backup.
Send him to Dwayne. Send him to Dwayne. He can go play in Dwayne and Danny's league.
He's comparable with some of them backups. Wasn't he?
He's terrible, dude. He can't protect the ball. He was what?
Yeah, he was. How about no?
He was.
I was going to make a remark. Yeah, he can go to Dwayne's
league. He can absolutely go to Dwayne's league.
That's because that's Dwayne.
Apparently, allegedly.
Well, he said.
Man, between the red and yellow jackass from the 80s and The Rock, I got to burn all of my autographed pictures.
Who's your third favorite wrestler of all time?
It's probably Shawn. Which I just assumed. There's no surprises with Sean. Like, he's from Texas. Like, I'm kind of just assuming.
Sean likes us.
Well, Sean, no. Sean loves them. Who said it? Malcolm X, the most disrespected person in America is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not with Shawn Michaels. Not with old HBK. No.
He love him. But yeah,
Red. Come to daddy.
It's a wild clip. I'm not going to argue for Gardner Minshew to be an NFL quarterback. Like, he hasn't shown anything this year.
And the cold piece, he really wasn't terrible yesterday.
No.
But that fumble, the fumble, and then the play. Look, I'm not blaming Gardner Minshew for the play calling. He ran the ball three times.
It's one of the best defensive fronts in the game. And I know that's the best defense in football, like I keep saying. But, I mean, you can play action, something. Hell, like the 49ers eventually, they try and run a pick play or whatever. Come on.
They have no creativity whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That's why Cliff Kingsbury was like, I'm going to go to Washington.
Man, that's a hell of a decision.
Boy, they call him Falou Getsy's head after that one, man. That was terrible. And so you run the ball those times. Your run game is awful. Like, Josh Jacobs is dancing on your grave right now. And you've said this, and now we're entering. We are very, very, very literally in a position where the Raiders could end up as one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
Like, it did not seem realistic to me 2 weeks ago. It feels very, very realistic now that what we're seeing could absolutely continue and the Raiders could wind up as one of the worst teams in professional football and wind up with one of those obviously very coveted top draft picks.
And you know, you talk about that goal line situation. I don't know. I think maybe it went too far left at one point, but now it can't just go off the face of the earth. Whatever happened to the jump ball? You got Bowers out there, one of the great young rookies.
Who's your best playmaker right now? Let's
get him on one side by himself on a one-on-one, throw it up, and let him make a play. Because
Gardner Minshew probably can't do that.
I just thought. But is it just me, or is that what happened? They used to do the jump ball.
Absolutely.
I hate that play, to be honest.
They used to do it too much, for sure. It shouldn't just go away.
There's only about seven quarterbacks I think that can actually make that throw. I think that's why they don't do it, because like Gardner Minshew.
I'm not even gonna lie. I could make that throw. That's not that skilled of a throw.
Run that again.
I could make that throw.
Add it to the list.
There's a lot of things.
It's not that skilled of a throw. It's not precision.
Well, just like Puka Nacua, sorry ass, turning around and catching a pass.
Every time.
Not that hard.
Ryan Tannehill.
NFL receiver.
Ryan Tannehill used to try to make that throw every time, and every time it was an interception because he just couldn't do it.
Well, that's why you're scarred.
Hit him with
well,
the
I'm just saying. Well, just, I've never seen that play. I've never seen that play work in my life. Not just it him. It's his quarterback. No, it doesn't.
Hit him
it works when Mahomes does it because they throw a back shoulder, even Josh Allen, but I don't think these other
back
quarterbacks do it.
Back shoulder's different. I don't know if I could throw a back shoulder.
I love that you said I don't know. I don't know.
Just throw it up. And worst case scenario, you throw it out of the back of the end zone. Worst case scenario.
Who used to throw? Was it Chris Leak or Tim Tebow who threw the actual jump pass?
Tebow.
That was Tebow.
That's crazy. The jump.
Just
pass.
The actual jump shot pass. Throw that.
Well, if you're the offensive,
doesn't even require you to do anything. Just Kobe.
If you're the offensive coordinator, why don't you give yourself more than one option to try and score rather than running the ball?
Well, because by all accounts, the offensive coordinator sucks.
Well, there's that. But
no, and in that situation, because
like we've yelled a lot
that,
today
down there in the red zone, Jesus. You're not gonna. You think you got the playmakers to get open? No, find the best guy. Make sure all the other defenders are away from him. And let the guy go one-on-one. Let him try and get a jump ball. Simple.
Gardner's throwing a pick, bro.
Yeah.
But,
I'm with Jesse.
But he shouldn't throw.
Or he's dropping the ball before he throws the jump ball.
He shouldn't. Well, no, he ain't hitting the
well, not the Tebow jump ball, but the back of the end zone jump ball.
Romo and Dez used to do it. That's right. They used to do it a lot. Successful. I'm not saying Bowers is well,
yeah,
Dez.
But Minshew's not Romo.
But it's not.
Bowers is very good.
It's not that. If you're in the NFL, it is not that difficult. Of
what I just say. He needs to go play with Dwayne. Dude, he's been in the league 6 years. Been on like 9 teams.
You're right. You are right about that.
Yes, I am. I don't know how to segue to this, so just head over to MapTrain.com. Train with MAP.fit/ESPN1320. Take advantage of the free nutritionist consultation, the macro calculator. They got online training. Check out the workout videos we posted over at Damian Barling or at Katie Wake Up Call. You can see the video right there. We've got a lot more on the way. Make sure you like the video, comment on the video, do all of that good stuff. trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. There's a link to maptrition.com right there to grab the strength enhancers. Most importantly, the protein powders, which I've got a refill of. I got my all-day BCAAs that I'm going to start sipping on right around the time KSFM starts. So again, head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. And we'll come back. We'll take a look around at the NFL before we get back to the Sacramento Kings here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I love this show. This is a great show.
Oh, man. James out there making friends with the new Aaron.
Oh, man. James,
you're going to the game? I'll be there.
James is a personable guy.
He is. He is.
I introduced to because I haven't like seen the new boss yet or anything like that, just because it's been busy and stuff. So I introduced myself to someone earlier that I thought was the new boss, wasn't the new boss. So just
well, there is one guy here who we just don't know what he does.
I think it's that guy.
Sure. Yeah,
it's just, yeah. He's like, you're new, so I just like, introduced myself and figured he was the boss, but turns out he wasn't the boss.
No one knows. Like, it's a mystery. Like nobody knows.
Jesse don't know who the new boss is. He's gonna walk out of those doors, and the boss gonna be like, hey, move.
I'm worried about that, bro.
Like, it's right. He's the guy behind you. That's him.
Okay. Yeah, I said hi to the other guy that was talking to him.
Yeah, I don't know who. I mean, I know who the other guy. I just don't know what his role is. So the first person to find out wins the prize money. He went up there and gave a speech, and I'm like,
I think he's like a regional VP or something like that.
Something okay.
Like that. Yeah.
I guess.
Tribal Chief was that. Well, maybe
no,
Tribal Chief
is yeah, Tribal Chief is the market. Mm-hmm. He oversees all of the radio stations. Then there's guys that oversee all of the business. Then there's guys that oversee all of the business and the radio stations. Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude.
I don't know, man. What?
I was just here for the food. Shout out Mendocino. And apparently everybody else was too, because
oh, yeah,
once the food was gone, they were gone. Thank God I grabbed
the new
cookie.
Boss is sitting here like this.
Yep. No, this is it, pal.
First impressions, huh?
This is what it looks like. Welcome. Welcome to Sacramento, buddy.
Yeah, so they're only here on Monday and Thursday.
Allegedly.
What if he pops into the office tomorrow? Like, nobody knows that he's supposed to be here. He just pops in. And
yep. The hell is this? Yeah. Well, it's good for us. Because he could pop in tomorrow and he's going to see us. He goes see us for sure.
That's for sure. Hey, so I told you earlier, I had another cool moment with the rest of the NFL yesterday. I didn't see it live. I saw it on Twitter, but I pulled up the Jaden Daniels play, mm-hmm. Hail Mary. I mm-hmm. hadn't seen it. So I saw it on Twitter, and I was looking at it. I was like, oh, that's crazy. And I was on the field. I was next to Jason, and Jason Verrett. I said, hey, Jay, look at this. And I showed him, and he looking, and he like, no way, that didn't happen. He ain't going to hit that. Oh, snap. And then he tells his boy, hey, look at it. Hey, run that back. Hey, look at this. So, yeah, me and Jay, you know what I mean? We was watching this.
What are we supposed to do here,
I don't
bro?
Even
like,
know,
what
man.
Are we even, like, what?
No. Man
like,
did
all right, yeah.
Man did all of this and wouldn't take a goddamn picture.
I'm naming today's show My Friend Jason Verrett.
There you go. That's it. And F. Patrick Willis.
Yeah.
And his stupid ass picture.
Casey, look at Patrick. He's taking a picture. Like, wow, he's taking a picture.
You didn't pay me for that, pal.
Oh, man. Well, yeah,
well I, like the rest of you, watched it at home without Jason Verrett and not on the field of Levi Stadium. And probably enjoyed it just as much, man, because what a...
That was crazy. It,
everything was winding down, and like that was it. That was the game, and... Jaden Daniels, who we weren't even sure was going to play, wasn't out on the field on Friday, just looked like it wasn't going to happen, was announced that he was going to play about two or three hours before the game, and an absolutely epic finish. And man, what a swing that was. Like It sent the Bears to their third loss. It pushed Washington up. Washington in control. You know, they're right there with Philadelphia in that division. And man, they're cooking.
They're looking like the real deal. Mm-hmm. Like, and Jaden, you know, gutting out that game yesterday. That was great to see. Obviously, you know, however you get the win, it goes in the win column.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing. So being able to steal a win to a certain degree was awesome.
And just brutal for Chicago in that NFC North.
Yeah.
The difference between being 5-2 and 4-3 in that division is tough.
It is.
Because you got 6-1, 6-2, 5-2, 4-3 in that division right now. Packers won again.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Love got hurt and they won with the backup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was a good win for them. And then you got the Lions just lurking on their
the Patriots did too.
Woo! That was nasty, yo. The Jets,
they suck.
Hey, the Jets,
yo.
You think Deion will let Shador go to the Jets?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They can get Carson back though. How about that?
Whatever. I don't care. Watching this dude flame out is oh. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I am so happy watching this dude lose. Shout out to Jacoby Brissett. Drake May got hurt, and Jacoby Brissett comes in, and the game is just dog. It's just terrible. It's an ugly-ass football game.
Yeah, that's not one to watch.
But, oh, Jacoby.
I had that replay going on. There's no need to...
Oh, Jacoby leads him down for a victory, and Aaron couldn't get it done.
You know what's funny, real quick, is it didn't happen, and I'm not dunking on my guys because this is crazy. I'm just talking about how sports go. On Friday, didn't Jesse and Kyle have a conversation of who would lose first, Kansas City or Boston?
Yeah, we came close.
Saturday night. Boston is down 6 late in the fourth.
Malik Beasley was not missing shots at all. It was bad.
To the Pistons. I said, oh, my goodness. Now the Celtics and Tatum.
Just to show some respect.
Game. I watched the end of that game. My boy Tatum. Ooh, he might be coming for that MVP. He brought him on through. But even yesterday, the Chiefs were down. It's like, oh, these both of these people lose on the first first weekend. You have that discussion. They didn't. But sports is so crazy, man. You never really know. You never really know. One thing I will say about that game or the situation is I thought, and you know, I'm critical of these guys. I thought that was a big time win for Philadelphia. I thought the Bengals were going to get them. And I know the Bengals aren't a good team or like what they were in the past. Mm-hmm. But I thought they were desperate. I thought being at
home. Well, I got good news for them. I think they have the Raiders next week.
Well, that's probably why they were desperate. Like, hey, we get this one against Philly.
Got two in a row.
Yeah, got two in a row coming. But Philly went in there and handled business. This is the highest I've been on Philly all year long. After that win, and I'm not like I don't even know if they're going to win the division, but I was like, that's a good one. That caught my eye. I can't even front.
Why?
Because I thought the Bengals were a decent team. That's like,
well, I think probably, that's part of the problem.
That's probably their best, their Philly's best win of the season.
But
on the road against a desperate Cincinnati team.
They're desperate. That doesn't mean they're good. Y'all really love you some Cincinnati. You still love, yo, you hate Cincinnati. You've been out on Cincinnati for a while.
It's all of Ohio.
Well, he does. That's accurate. Dusty, but,
I mean, the Eagles are good. They're a good football team. It's just their coach thinks.
I don't think they're
defense. Saquon has been a difference maker for them.
Crazy.
He's been a massive, massive difference maker for them.
Yeah. Like, the defense might not be what it was, but I think overall they still have good, like, they're a good football team. It's just, I mean, your coach stinks.
I'm not going to overstate. They got to win. That's all I'll give them. They got to win.
Now, once again, if I was at a
big Philly guy Caraway over here,
if I was at a 3 with how good Philly is, that puts it up to a 4.5.
Out of 10 or 5?
Yeah, 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I ain't hell no out of 5.
Oh, no, you're giving them a lot more than 4.5 discussion. This discussion feels like
that's
closer to 6.5 or 7.
Oh, hell no. Like I said, they ain't even going to win a division. And they ain't winning a wild card game on the road against the Niners. That's what it might be. Philly against the Niners in the wild card round.
Speaking of coaches that suck, we mentioned the Hail Mary. Did you hear any of Matt Eberflus? You probably didn't because you were, you know, busy with Jason Verrett and Patrick Willis not taking pictures. But Eberflus was asked about, and I know you saw the Hail Mary on the phone, but there was a play right before where they basically willingly gave up. It was like a 15-yard play that Jaden was able to execute really quick. Because they weren't being guarded, so the Commanders, they basically know that they can't hit the end zone from where they're at. They pick up 15 yards completely unchallenged. He runs out of bounds. That sets up the next play. Mm-hmm. The next play is the Hail Mary. Eberflus is like, well, the play before didn't really matter. I mean, it's 15 yards, whatever. Like we knew it was the last play that mattered.
It actually literally mattered.
No, Matt, the Hail Mary didn't even get to the end zone. Mm-hmm. It got tipped. If you're 15 yards further back, if you're 5 yards further back, that play doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That first play has everything to do with what happened next. And for him to be so dismissive, like we're stupid and didn't see it, is mind-boggling to me. You messed up. You messed up in the way that you guarded that play, and that set up the one that happened at the end. I thought, you know, Rex Ryan can be really frustrating on TV sometimes, but when he talks like a coach, he's really good, and he made such a great point as they were looking at this film. He's like, we teach our guys, once a quarterback in those situations is flushed out of the pocket, go high on them. Mm-hmm. And Greeny was like, I don't understand. What do you mean go high? He was like, Jaden ran, I think it was like 41 yards from side to side, finding time to step into the throw. He needed to find room to step into that throw. When you go high, you cut off his ability to run back. You're not even trying to tackle him. You're trying to cut off his ability to run, and he can't step into the throw anymore.
Right.
And so they spent like 10 minutes going over everything that the Chicago Bears did wrong on that play without even acknowledging, I mean, hey, what Jaden did was great. Here's how it was able to happen. Matt Eberflus screwed up the play before, and then he didn't have his guys ready on the line. And then they spent 5 minutes talking about what happened at the end of the play, where the way Rex explained it, which I didn't, again, this when he's in his bag, like he's really good.
He's really good on TV.
He's talking about not everyone is supposed to make a play on the ball. Mm-hmm. One guy is supposed to keep an eye on, because someone is going to fall back mm-hmm. for the tip.
Wow.
In case there's a tip ball, someone's going to be back there to guard it. Someone's got to box him out. Mm-hmm. They think it was old boy who was over there celebrating. He was the one who was supposed to box out, but he got so worked up because he wasn't paying attention. He runs back, and he's the one who tips the ball in the air. And because he wasn't paying attention, there was no one there to box out the receiver.
He was wrong on so many levels.
And Rex was like, everything that happened on this play was wrong. Like, no defense is taught to do this. Mm-hmm. But it all went awry, starting with the play before.
And look, man, you hopefully he learns and he becomes better from it. But
he said sorry.
That was an embarrassing
moment.
That was an embarrassing moment. Did you see the clip of the Commanders fan talking to the news?
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, they're talking to him like before the Hail Mary. And I guess, you know, news people, they got to do things. They got to prepare earlier or whatever. So the play is like being ran and they're talking to the guy. And he goes, you know, we played hard. And, you know, I really look at this as a win, you know, because we really played hard in this game. And then the stadium erupts and the people behind them are like, oh, we won. He's like, yeah, like I said, we won.
Did you hear what Jaden said about the play, about seeing it? He was like, I didn't even see it. I just heard the crowd erupt and everyone ran on the field. I didn't see him catch the ball.
Wow.
He was like, I didn't know what happened. The crowd reacted. Everyone ran on the field, so I knew we won.
That's crazy. That was crazy to see.
Let's get our man Jay in here. Talk about this play. 916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, Jay?
Fellas.
Jay Dillard.
That play right there, that trumps just about everything I've ever seen in sports. And I'm talking about the ball bouncing over on Canseco's head over the fence for a home run. I mean, all the guys that shot threes and turned away and thought it went in and it didn't. All the bloopers. I mean, the dude was celebrating. I've never seen a guy start a play with his back to the game.
That was hilarious.
He was like 15 yards away from the play.
They're running down the field and he's got
he's celebrating, and then you gonna be the guy that tipped the ball.
It's tough.
You ran over there and tipped the ball, and dude caught it. Like, if you didn't think that God had humor, go watch that play again.
That's tough.
That's gonna live. But you can't apologize that away.
No, that's an all-timer. You can try to learn from
Jay.
It.
I want to pledge the fraternity, dog. Like, give me in there.
That's where you going?
No, that's just yeah.
But you say that's where you going? I said, well, I think I might be Kappa.
I don't know. I don't know. Jay looked like he had a lot of fun with his frat brothers.
You and Jason Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jason Jones too. That you can go. You can go to all the events.
And I pissed Jazz off, right? Which one's Jazz hate?
I would pick. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well,
I think she would,
I don't know,
not be happy.
She didn't look happy when I brought it up.
Yeah, because we said Kappas.
Oh, we did say Kappas.
Yes,
that's right.
So I think
that's right.
She wouldn't be happy with that.
That's right.
That fits more my bag, more the Kappa bag. But shout out to the Qs though too. I got love for the Qs. yeah, maybe you just learn from it. You can get better that way.
Well,
the thing
he's just got to be better. He knows that. Like, that's tough.
And that's something. But like you said, you turn that into a positive where mm-hmm. I'm always locked in on every play. I don't ever want to be the GOAT. I don't ever want to do nothing like that again. So you get locked in on that. It had me thinking though when Jay Diller was talking about some of the best Hail Marys that I can think of. That was that one might get elevated because oh boy, old 29 was doing what he did. That was hilarious. But
well, did Rodgers throw the Fail Mary?
He did. No, Russell did.
Russell did.
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
And that was
that one's kind of iconic.
That is iconic.
Because that, that was... one's the touchdown, no good, all at the same time.
That was, yeah, that was iconic. That's definitely iconic. That was only 30 yards away, though.
Nah, still.
No, it was iconic.
The officials are amazing. It's an all-time. It ended the referee strike, didn't it? I think that play ended the referee strike.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The officials got a standing ovation when they returned the next week.
There's that one. There's, you talk about the all-timers. You got that stupid one in Ann Arbor with Colorado and in Michigan and Cordell Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Westbrook was the recipient of that one. Then you've got, obviously, Boston College of Miami. That's an all-timer. Then you've got, do you remember LSU in Kentucky? Where they had dumped the Gatorade on the Kentucky.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, yes.
And then something happened, and the LSU guy gets the touchdown. That was an all-timer. And then the last one that really, really comes to mind is Tennessee and Georgia. And the reason why it comes to mind is both of those players are on the 49ers now. Joshua Dobbs through to Juwan Jennings in the back of the end zone of a Georgia-Tennessee game to win. You might have been out there. Or, nah, you were gone at that point.
But, nah, I was gone by then.
Yeah.
By the time that nothing good happened in Tennessee football while I was there.
Poor guys.
Nothing.
Poor guys. But
yeah, other than watching Lane Kiffin leave. That was a very bizarre, but yeah.
But yeah, those are some of the ones that come to mind. Oh, Zay, yeah, I did see that too. Did Zaybo points out in the Matthews Metro Chatty House. You see Seth Rollins? Seth Rollins was in the
Bears Washington game?
Yeah, he was in one of the boxes.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Somebody got his
Oh, I gotta see that, Kyle.
Did you guys get the Doug Flutie one?
Yeah.
Oh, Boston College?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're a little dismissive of it. That is an old timer.
What?
Well, the way you kind of said, you heard it too, right? He's kind
of
like, yeah.
Well, no, I wasn't of the Doug Flutie. Yeah. No, I wasn't dismissive. He asked if you mentioned it. I said yes.
It was just kind of like, yeah.
It was a little dismissive.
Well, what do you want me to do? Oh my God, Kyle, we got it. What would you want me to say? Oh, we got the Hail Mary from Doug Flutie. What's going on here?
Bryce, Alabama and Auburn was a kick six.
That was
six.
A kick six.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite ends to a football
that
game
was
ever.
Crazy.
Because I swear there was like a penalty. There was something before that. I don't know if Saban challenged it, but something happened that Saban was responsible for that set up that play the way it was.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely
and
amazing.
Eaton, we are not forgetting Cal and Stanford. That was not a Hail Mary. That was off of a kickoff, sir.
That was just a great ending to it.
It was just maybe the best. We had some great ones.
Hey, 334. 3-0.
334.
334 yards. Uh-huh. 3 touchdowns. Uh-huh. 0 interceptions.
4.
And no idea what that is? That's Jameis Winston's
stat line. I was just about
to
say, was that Jameis? I saw Jameis's play.
Jameis Winston's stat line against the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. The best team in football.
No longer. Down goes number one. Well, my number one.
29-24, man. Jameis got them a victory.
Man. Well, Jameis is – we've seen enough.
He's an enigma.
Jameis. Yeah, I don't want to be like, Jameis just underrated. Like, no, he's not. Like, he makes some mistakes. We've seen enough of him.
Y'all talk about Gardner Minshew being Ryan Tannehill. It might be Jameis.
Jameis is better than Gardner Minshew.
He's 1,000 times
better than Gardner Minshew.
He's 1,000 times better than Gardner Minshew.
And if Jameis can start in spots, then Jameis should be getting started.
Jameis can play like this for the next 4 games.
Yeah.
And then it's going to rear its ugly. You know who's, oh man, you know who's got to chill is my boy. Baker threw 2 interceptions again. They were in position because he's also throwing 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But the first handful of games of the season compared to now is just crazy. Like, he threw, like, 2 interceptions, like, the first 5 weeks, and then he's thrown, I think, 2, 3, and 2 in the last 3 weeks.
Well, you know what they say. He's just out there playing for the love of the game. Old gunslinger.
Old gunslinger. I don't think that's what they're saying about him. He's just making a couple of mistakes, and Atlanta got it. That was a huge win for Atlanta.
It was a big win for
big him. Time. Big I time. I mean, Kirk Cousins, 276, 4-0.
And they're looking to take over that that NFC South with New Orleans being who they are now.
And now Tampa is 500.
Yeah, the injuries. Do we? I know Godwin's out for maybe the season.
Yeah.
Did Mike Evans play? I don't know.
Mike Evans didn't play. No.
Is he? No, I think
he'll be out for a few weeks.
Yeah, I think Mike's out for a while.
Yeah, dealing with a hammy.
Yeah. Who you say we got here, TC? 916-909-1320, hey, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, what's good, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, just vibing, you know, tapping in with the homies.
Yes, sir.
Trying to tell everybody, you know, listen, man, it ain't time to panic on the Kings, everybody. Not saying that y'all are, but they going to be good. It almost brought a tear to my eye to see that 3 fall for Kevin. When I seen that first shot fall, bro, I said, man, you know what, Velvet, let's go. Let's go.
TC, I know we lost. TC, TC, TC. Did you really almost cry?
No, you know what? I wasn't going to cry, D-Lo.
Okay,
but
all right.
I was feeling it. I was
right.
feeling it.
All right, all
I
right.
Said, you know what? For my boy Velvet, I'm feeling it, and it felt good. But you know what? I don't care we lost. Listen, bro, we're going to be all right. We got some things to figure out. D-Lo, Kenny, but we're going to be our – and also that Dallas and Niner game, I liked how the whole team came in and said what's up to Trey at the end, bro, at the game. That was tight.
I know you like that.
Come over. Yeah. That was love for everybody to come up and show love and all that. And once again, hey, they scraped by, boy. D-Lo.
Yep.
They scraped
by, go ahead. By, boy. Yep. Now go ahead. Say it. Say it. Say it. Go ahead. Just say it. Say it, TC.
Listen, they scraped by your boy, yep. huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, your boy almost found a way to mess it off, huh?
Yeah, okay. Right?
How did he mess it up?
Well, he found a way.
They scored on every possession in the fourth quarter.
He KC.
Except for one.
He found a way.
He scored. The 49ers scored, I think, in the second half on, I'm just going to say they had 8 possessions. They scored on 7 of the 8 possessions.
See, but then Shanahan was messing around. Dallas almost came back.
That's not true. They scored on 4 of them. I don't know how many possessions they had, but I don't think
they scored on every possession in the third quarter.
Yes, they did. It looks like they did.
First two of the fourth, and then
they only scored once in the fourth quarter.
Oh, they only scored once in the fourth quarter. So maybe 1 of 3 in the fourth quarter. Because
proved TC's point. They tried. He tried, Kenny. He tried to trick the game off.
One of them was a punt. And then the other one, Garindo, went down before the end zone.
Kyle Madsen says they had 2 punts in the fourth quarter.
That's right.
2 punts in the fourth quarter. Well, TC's got a point.
Well, time to fire Kyle.
I got it. When we come back.
Not Madsen, Shanahan.
James Hamm will be joining us, and we're going to talk Kings. But I do have one 49ers thing I want to talk about. And I'm glad Kyle's here because I want to know, is the thinking too simplistic?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about it. James Hamm on the way. Kings. Blazers tonight at the Golden 1 Center. See them with KC on ESPN 1320. James Hamm getting ready to join us here in just a heartbeat. I can see him through the window. He's got his bag on his shoulder, and he's ready to come hang out with us and talk Kings basketball. You had a couple of notes on the 49ers you wanted to make sure we touched on, though.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, ask the people, ask Kyle Madsen, ask Jesse, what you guys thought about this, because you can't say I've been consistent with this. I've looked at the 49ers. I'm like, man, what is the issue with them? Like, why aren't they their record? Why isn't it better?
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at some of the metrics offensively. They're up there in yards. I'm not exactly sure, but just thinking about their points, I guess I could pull it up. They're not at the bottom in points per game. They're still putting up a lot of points per game. In the 4 wins that they have, they're averaging 32 points per game.
Okay.
I think about the games that they didn't win, and it's clear to me it's not taking care of the football. Like, that's the thing. Now, there's no big grand reveal, or I'm not reinventing the wheel with
no turnovers yesterday.
Yeah, no turnovers. In their 4 wins, I think I saw this. They have 1 turnover in the 4 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And when they take care of the football, they tend to win. Is that too simplistic? Is that and I'm once again, I'm not, you know, breaking ground. But when you think about a bad team or a team that's not good enough, they can take care of the football, but it don't matter if they can't move the football or if they don't have the playmakers. Like, I don't know how often the Patriots have turned over the football.
I'm guessing a lot.
Yeah, they're not a good team.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners are a good team, but they're not good enough to overcome, at least this year with injuries and some turning over the football. And then, like, if you want to really get specific, the turnovers, I mentioned it a number of different times. Last week against the Chiefs, maybe they would have lost anyway. But all three turnovers happened on the Chiefs' side of the ball. You're looking at a situation where you gave up at least 9 points in that game. Just mm-hmm. gave them up. You're there. You did the work to get to that point,
mm-hmm.
and you just came away with nothing when you could have got 9 points. And that's assuming they don't score touchdowns, right? Like, assuming one of them don't turn into touchdowns. You could have given up. You could have left 16 points on the board or something like that. You saw the same thing in the Vikings game. You saw the same thing in the Arizona game where they were looking to actually put that game away, and they fumbled the ball on the 10-yard line
mm-hmm.
and end up losing it because they couldn't get a stop. Is it too simplistic to say, because I believe this is the case, you take care of the football, you're going to score enough, and you're going to be one of the better teams in the conference. The thing that has really killed them is not just the turnovers, but they're also timely turnovers
yeah, yeah.
in the location.
Yep.
You clean that up in the second half, and I think you can possibly make one of those runs.
Jesse?
Oh, I mean, the logic, it works. Like, in theory, yeah, you're going to win more games, but I don't see, like, if they're not turning the ball over, like, they become, like, Detroit or something like that. Like, that.
Well, no,
I don't think that. Like, sure, you'll have a better chance at winning, but, I think part of the turnover is, like, who they are, too.
And it may never change, right?
Yeah, you're right.
It may never change, but it could, right? Like, when they, to your point, when
well,
they
what
don't
may never change?
Them turning the ball over. That just might be who they are this year.
Yeah.
Just loose with the football.
Yeah.
But to your point, the four games they've won, they're averaging 32 points per game. That's Detroit. 32 points per game, one turnover in those four games. That's a deadly offense. That is an offense that nobody's really been able to stop.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times they're stopping themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They've had red zone woes. That's an issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really just taking care of the football. Like, their yards can be empty calories, right? But I think they're like top five in yards.
Well, no, I don't think their yards are empty calories. It's part of the red zone story, though.
True.
Like, it's true. Part of the inability to get into the end zone.
And then the killer, they've got turnovers in the red
zone. They do. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm thinking squarely on points left on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And worst case scenario, you're just leaving 3 points on the board entirely too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can think off the top
of
my head five times this year
mm-hmm.
where you've left at least three points on the board.
Do you know off the top of your head, like, the how many points they gave up in those games that they did win where they didn't turn the ball over that much?
How many points they gave up?
Yeah, the
Jets
gave up.
Was, I think, 12.
Well, they gave up 24 yesterday.
Gave up 24 yesterday. The Patriots wasn't a lot. And who else did they beat? The Seahawks. They gave up 24. And like, I think it was 24. And those games were like, Seahawks game and the Cowboys game were like, oh, we're up by 3 touchdowns right now and we're playing.
Yeah, because I'm asking because it's like, if they're not turning the ball over, it's like the defense is playing well in those games. And then, like, yeah, I guess, yes, they could find themselves being back to one of the better teams.
In their wins, they gave up 19 versus the Jets, 13 versus the Patriots, 24 versus the Seahawks, and 24 versus the Cowboys.
And you can argue Cowboys was garbage time stuff.
You could.
But it's still 24 points. But
it was enough to make it a game. Like, yeah. It wasn't a throw in the end zone at the buzzer. Like, Dallas had a chance.
I've been critical of the defense. Defense has probably played a little better than I give them credit for. Yesterday, they were frustrating because there was a number of different times in the first half where they could not get off the field on third down. The defense isn't top flight. Like, that's what we've come to expect from the 49ers in recent past. Top flight defense. They're not a top flight defense, but they're not awful either. Like, they're not an awful defense. They're kind of just an average defense with maybe the potential, because their secondary is pretty good, like their core, the potential to be like really good, But week to week, they're in, at best an above average defense.
Okay.
But they haven't. But I think people have talked about them, and I've been part of it sometimes. I talk to them as if, like, oh, they're awful this year. They're not awful. I don't think that's an awful defense.
I don't think so either. I think they're, you can't have that type of personnel and be an awful defense. Certainly things that they've got to get better at. And I don't know that the Cowboys game did a lot for me, to be honest with you. But.
It makes you feel better.
Well, you know, it's facts. Exactly.
Doctor order.
Exactly. You got to 4-4. You're headed into the bye week. And you've got a chance to, you got a chance to get on track here potentially with Christian McCaffrey.
Is that the moment of truth? Like when CMC's back and it's kind of looking more of the same or whatever. It's kind of, all right, this is what these guys are.
Yeah.
Like how much time are we giving them before we put a stamp on who they are as a team?
I'd say those first four games back. Obviously that winds up being like week 13 of the season, but you got Tampa, Seattle, Green Bay, and Buffalo. If you're 2-2, that's just who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're a .500 team this year. If you can get to the playoffs, great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's who you are. But I don't think that's what they are.
And it's what those.
I did wonder yesterday for a little while, but I don't think that's who they are.
And it could be the story mm-hmm. of the season, right? Because to a certain degree, for me at least, it's what does that 2-2 look like?
Mm-hmm.
Did you come out and handle business against teams that you should have take care of business, or you look to take care of business with against the Bucks and the Seahawks, and then you lose two road games to the Packers and the Bills? If you do that, then it's, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're 6-6 on the season, though, at that point.
Yeah, but that also – but
is that a Super Bowl standard, though? Like, because that's the whole end game of this all, right, is them getting to the Super Bowl and winning. That's still the goal, no matter how bad they've looked. That's still what it is, no?
Yeah, for sure, but it doesn't matter. Like, what they do, as long as they get to the playoffs and have a chance, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Like, I'd be willing – they go – I don't know how this would be possible, but they go – well, you can't go 500. You go 9-8,
mm-hmm.
and they get to the playoffs.
You could run.
I could absolutely.
I could see them make
absolutely.
A run. That's the whole. And I think they think about it the same way. Just get to the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
and I'll take it. Doesn't guarantee anything. It doesn't mean like
it's the Lakers of
win.
2 years ago.
Yeah, okay, I think that's where I differ with
just
you guys.
Just get there, and they made a run to the Western Conference Finals.
Who's really better than them though?
Right now, I got Packers and the Lions in the NFC Championship.
No, the Lions are legit.
So they are, but one of them going to have to go on the road the entire time.
The Packers can do it. Packers are a good football team.
I think
that is a legit football team right there.
Packers are solid.
Packers are going to go into Washington and beat Washington?
They can do it, yep.
They can. They can. I think they can.
But, if I had to make a picture, I'd pick the Packers too. I could pick the Packers.
But that's my whole thing. I think I can see the Niners doing anything. I can see the Niners doing anything. Doesn't mean they will. I can see them going on the road and beating anybody.
I can see it too.
I can't see them going on the road, and this is what I've been saying since the beginning. I can't see them going on the road and beating Baltimore, going on the road and beating Kansas City. Those are the teams. I couldn't see them going on the road and beating Pittsburgh. That's where the AFC is different than NFC. I don't look at anybody in the NFC the way I look at those three teams in the AFC.
Yes, but it's just the Niners are like the Packers and Lions, Minnesota. Even Washington are at a level that the 49ers haven't reached this season yet. You can give them the benefit of the doubt, and I can respect that. I think I could see them winning too, but it's all just off of what we've seen before the last few seasons and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just got to see the Niners do it this season. Like, get better.
Fair enough.